escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
BJ and Jamie.
This song reminds me that a couple of days ago, I'm listening to a ball game, the Colorado Rockies, and a guy whistled the national anthem.
He whistled? Really?
He whistled
the entire thing?
The entire... Wow. Fidel, can you see if you can find that real quick? The whistle song maybe reminded me of it, right?
Yeah.
So, I guess he's in the Whistling Hall of Fame.
Oh, really? Well, I didn't know there was a Whistling Hall of Fame.
Yeah, and this is a whole sidetrack because I didn't mean to mention this, but after hearing the whistle song,
we're just going down a whole path right now.
See if you can find, it was a Colorado Rockies game, and they were in Baltimore, I think, and the guy did the national anthem before the game, and he whistled. And it started off a little rough. I thought that his whistling wasn't all that great.
I just realized I was yawning at you while you were telling that story.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
Did you get sleep last night?
No,
or
I just maybe bored of the whistle story.
It's just a story.
I just realized how, like, I was looking at you and I just yawned really big. I was like, that was rude.
Spinell, yeah. Do you have it? All right, here we go. Okay. This is the guy.
Whistling
the national anthem. Our Deion Sanders yesterday. Everybody loves Coach Prime. And to find out that he's going to be okay, that was good news yesterday. He goes to the podium with his doctors at an Anschutz and gives all the details. Here you go.
We removed the tumor. It was very high grade, invading through the bladder wall, not into the muscle layer, something we call very high risk, non-muscle invasive bladder cancer. So we did discuss options. We discussed some options of treatment in the bladder, and we discussed bladder removal as well.
All right, there you go. That's one of the doctors talking yesterday. We'll get to Coach Prime here in a second, but basically he had a bladder cancer, right?
Did he have chemo and all that stuff?
I don't know.
It doesn't sound like the surgery fixed it.
They didn't go there. I don't know. Huh. I mean, maybe he did before the surgery. Who knows? I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know the full details on
Weird.
It. But he talked about how he had this taken out and that it's gone. Completely gone, the cancer, that is, and that he would resume coaching this year back at the University
That's
of Colorado.
Great news.
So it was all good news. And I thought he looked good. Did you see it? I didn't really see it.
No, I have
I didn't
to
see
tell
it
you.
Either. Yeah. I've just seen the reports afterwards.
Right.
But I thought he looked pretty good. And I know that picture that I have of him Wednesday down in Tampa, he looked good in that picture too. So obviously things are on the mend with him, right?
Yeah, I'm surprised he didn't have chemo or radiation, like to make sure that.
It was a single tumor. And then when they found it, they had two options. One was to go in for treatment and stuff like that. That would kind of draw out the process of recovery and just shrinking it. And then the other one was more
fully
invasive and fully remove it. And that's what he opted
crazy.
To do.
And didn't you write in our text that they removed it and rebuilt it?
So they took his complete bladder taken out And then they rebuilt it using his intestines and built him a new bladder.
I don't know how you do that. Yeah, build a bladder?
Build a bladder. It's like Build-A-Bear, but different.
Yeah. Go into the mall, go into the Build-A-Bladder store. That's crazy.
It
right?
is crazy, yeah.
And then, Carson, I got to give you props, man. I was wrong. Jamie was wrong. Shpadil was wrong. You're the only one that was correct yesterday. It did force him to do a will.
Yeah,
oh, he said it yesterday. Okay. He did not have a will.
Wow.
You and I, Jamie, we were down Carson's throat. What are you talking about?
Crazy.
This guy's worth $50 million.
Oh my God, of course he has a will.
Of course he does. I mean, we ran Carson out of the studio yesterday,
yeah, we did,
yelling
right?
at him. I mean, even taking swings at him.
Yeah.
But he stuck to the story, and sure enough, Dion said it yesterday.
I'm overrated mentally, emotionally. Last night was tough. Yesterday was tough. Because I had to make a will. So it's not easy at all to think that you might not be here. But you want to make sure everybody's straight.
He made a will from this situation.
That's wild.
That is wild. I can't believe he didn't have one.
I know.
That is wild. He's got so many people around him, agents, whatever,
yeah.
you know, and you've got all these kids.
Well, he has
you've
his own attorneys, I'm sure. Why didn't they say, hey, buddy, we should have done this a long time ago.
How much you worth? $50 million? $100 million? I have no idea. And you don't have a will at his age? That makes no sense to me.
And he was saying, like, in the press conference, he said, he's like, I was ranking my kids. Like, all right, Shiloh's going to get this how much? And then he went to his daughter and he's like, well, she left CU, so I don't know. Does she get that much?
then you have to think about what their income potentially might be.
Could be
right?
in the future, yeah.
Yeah, and so you have to go like, okay, you know, Shador will probably make a lot of money, right, endorsing stuff. The daughter that left CU, we don't even know her name. Let's give her a little bit more money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. She could use it.
Yeah.
Yeah, poor thing. Bless her heart.
Right?
Yeah. And then he mentions that don't be surprised. When you watch the games this year, you're going to see right behind the coach, as he's calling the plays, a porta potty.
Okay, I wanted to talk to him about this.
Right, let me play this. Okay. I'm going to play this. He said, you're going to see a porta potty on the sidelines.
You see porta potty on the sideline is real. Okay? I'm just telling you right now, you're going to see it. You're going to see the practice. You're going to see one because it is unbelievable. Like dozing off and waking up. On first thing, I'm grabbing my crotch to see if I peed on myself. And it's just totally different. And I know it's a lot of people out there going through what I'm going through and dealing with what I'm dealing with. And let's stop being ashamed of it. And let's deal with it. And let's deal with it head on.
Put a porta potty on the sidelines.
Here's what I wanted to talk to him about, okay? Because we know porta potties, okay? And I just want to make sure he gets the celebrity ones.
Yeah.
The one with the air conditioners, the sinks. Remember the one, what was Michaels? What was his name?
Yeah, Brett Michaels.
Brett Michaels.
You and I were backstage over at Hudson Gardens. They wouldn't let me use it.
Yeah.
They let Jamie. Is that a true story? No, Brett Michaels, he brought in a porta potty.
But luxury one.
This thing, folks, I've never seen in a hotel this good.
Yeah.
Okay? And it was just a porta john. And he brought this thing in there, and it was Mac Daddy.
It has a sink in it. It's air conditioned.
Wooden floors.
It flushes. Actually flushes. You don't have to look down into a hole.
Pictures on the wall.
Yeah, it does. It does.
It has pictures on the wall in a porta-john.
It has fake marble. You know, they do it right. They do it right, yeah.
Oh, it's top of the line.
Yeah.
And they had a security guard with a gun guarding it. So Jamie had to go pee, right? So did I. Okay, so we're backstage, and we request to use it, and the guy tells me, not you. You can't use it. That's for Brett Michaels.
Yeah.
Then Jamie goes, well, I'm going to pee too. And he goes, okay, right over here.
Yeah.
And he leads her right straight to the luxury john.
It's because you look like a pooper.
Like you're going to destroy it.
You know, I've never listened to Brett Michaels' music since.
I'm so
upset about that. I've never listened to his music since. I hate the guy. Don't want anything to do with him.
I felt bad for you.
No, I never listened to it before either.
Right.
But since then, I've never listened
to
it.
You know what's funny? Right now, I cannot name a Brett Michaels song at all. Can you guys
name
one?
I can't either. I have to look it up.
I can't even think
Spadell
of a song.
Can. His hand's up.
Yeah.
Every rose has its thorn, dude.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, yeah.
That's a classic.
You know, I'm a dreamer. Is that one?
No.
That's
the
Vince.
No. You know I'm a dreamer?
You know I'm a dreamer. Home sweet home.
Oh, I thought you were singing the beginning of Imagine.
I was not.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. I won't listen to it. I didn't get to use the luxury port-a-john. Hudson Gardens, of all places.
Right?
They won't let me use the bathroom.
I mean, who does he think he is?
No, I'm angry today.
Yeah, right?
Okay. All right, this will fire you up.
BJ and Jamie's Tote Bag Blowout.
Speaking of blowouts.
I'm so proud.
That would have been a sag.
I'm so proud of these bags, man.
I know you are.
Tote bag, yeah. BJ and Jamie, logo on there. My name, man. My name on a grocery bag. I love it.
You've made it, my friend. You have made it.
I can't hand these things out fast enough, man. I'm telling you, it's bothered me. But we'll try right now. We'll give a couple away. All you got to do is call.
Yeah.
303-22-ALICE. 303-222-5423.
You just now made it sound like a charity. All you got to do is call now.
All you got to do is call. All you got to do is call. You're the ninth caller. And this puppy is right there in your hands, man. When you go into the grocery store, you put your bananas in there.
Bananas.
Should I go through the rest of the store?
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, pick up some asparagus, throw that crap in there. Yeah, get them all, man. Yeah. All right, grocery bags are yours. You got two. Caller 9-303-22. Alice, it's very easy. Good luck.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie's Tote Bag Blowout.
Can I talk to you about something?
That's my favorite. I love what? What?
How long are we going to do this?
All week. Maybe for the month of August, too. I'm thinking about it.
Okay.
I'll have to get back to you on that. Right. I got some high-level meetings later today.
Okay.
Yeah, we have a tote bag press conference coming up today.
Ideas.
Yep. Yeah. We're going to call a press conference. Okay. I'll announce all that stuff later today.
All right.
11 o'clock. It's going to be carried by Fox News.
Yeah. Yep.
11 o'clock tote bag press conference. Right. Oh, let's go to Noel. I love talking to winners because they're so damn happy.
Yeah.
They're so happy they won a tote bag from the BJ and Jamie Morning Show.
Tote is strong. Tote is strong.
I don't like the word grocery, though. I don't like that, you know? I mean, this is like, it's like one of those Hermes bags. I mean, this thing is big. Okay? It's almost like a Hermes bag. Have you ever seen a Hermes bag?
The Birkin?
Noel?
Are you talking about the Birkin?
I don't know what it is. But, yeah. Noel.
I have not.
Noel, this is good. Noel, brace yourself. This is going to blow you away. You got two of the tote bags.
Sweet.
Yeah.
I'm excited. I'm going to be the envy of the grocery store.
You are.
Yeah.
You are.
Yeah.
Wear it with pride.
Yeah.
I will.
You won two Hermes.
Yeah. Your lip bags,
now,
right?
Look, on one side of the bag, it's BJ and Jamie. On the other side, it says Slacker Show. So when you're out shopping, make sure you keep the Slacker Show toward you.
Against your body.
So that BJ and Jamie is like blasted throughout the store. You see what I'm saying? Now look, I love those guys. I love those guys, but this is a dog eat dog world we live in, okay? So we have to look out for our own interest. But I'm telling you, you are going to be the envy of the grocery store when you walk around with your BJ and Jamie Hermes bag.
Is she?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Jimmy, people
are
begging
for this.
I am going
to be. Yep.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. You're excited, right, Noel? Say yes.
Absolutely. It's better than a Whole Foods or a King Supers bag.
That's right.
Well, I'd like to, maybe compare it just a little bit differently than that. But
well, I don't know. I don't have a Hermes bag to compare it to.
Oh, okay. All right. Well.
Nobody does.
Well, just. All right, Noel, thank you so much. What part of town you live in? What grocery store are we going to see this?
I'm in Green Mountain.
You're in Green Mountain.
Green Mountain.
So Lakewood, right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Lakewood. All right. Well, wear it proudly.
I will.
Show it
off. Know it.
Remember, keep that one logo turned toward you.
Okay. You know it.
Got it.
All right, Noel.
This thing comes with instructions.
Thank you, guys.
Have a great day.
More chances
to
win. Thanks. More chances to win. Thanks, Noel. Coming up 8 o'clock and again at 9 o'clock. Hang tight,
we're
folks.
We're really going to do this.
Set your alarms.
You might even want to be late to work today.
What? So it's only Tuesday. We're really doing this for four more days? Three?
Absolutely. Then after the press conference today, maybe all month next month. I don't know yet. We got some big meetings today. We'll be right back.
Boy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
BJ and Jamie. You know, I'd like to vent just a bit if I could.
All right.
Hang on 1 second. Let this guy finish up. That's a great song. I'm a little upset with National Wing Day today. National Wing Day. Oh, chicken wings.
Okay.
Right?
All right. Why are you upset chicken with them?
Well, first of all, it's the first year I've had to celebrate without a Hooters down here.
Oh, that's
a sad
thing.
They closed
up
on me. Okay.
Yeah.
So I can't celebrate by going down there. Okay. Now I know everywhere else they have wings too, but if you go in and look at the specials where they add six or buy a dozen get a dozen free, you have to put their stinking app on your phone.
You always hate that.
And I'm sick and tired of having to put Buffalo Wild Wings or some other Wingstop or somebody Popeyes on my phone. I'm sick and tired of it, but you can't get the special without the app. And it's wrong.
Is that it?
Yeah, I'm done. But I will be celebrating today. I'll make my own wings.
Literally every donut day, you bitch about that. French fry day, you bitch about that. I mean, hamburger day, bitch about taco day, bitch about that. Pizza day, bitch about that. Ice cream day, bitch about that. Man, I could be a rapper.
That's what people find so entertaining about this show is we're so consistent.
Is that what it
yes,
is?
Yes, yes.
Okay, all right.
People love that. Okay, they love consistency. Right.
Yeah,
that's
okay.
What I am.
You are consistent.
Did you see the video last night in the WNBA? Now, I wasn't watching it, so don't accuse me of that, okay? But the WNBA, Women's National Basketball Association, on last night, where a woman's wig fell off.
I did hear about this. I did. So she was just playing basketball, and then her wig just flew off.
She made a cut. She made a cut on the court. You know, one of those quick movements like that, and her the it wig went flying off. It looked like somebody threw a varmint out on the floor.
Boy, I would think wearing a wig would be really uncomfortable. You know,
I really think that this wig actually moved by itself on the floor. It's alive, man. Because when you watch the video, I mean, it's a wig. Now, the woman who lost the wig, she literally just leaves. She grabs her head and just runs to the locker room.
Oh, poor thing.
Yeah. I mean, just completely embarrassed because she didn't have a lot of hair, okay, after the wig. So,
yeah.
I mean, it was quite obvious that it was all a prop.
I wonder if, like, something happened, like, when she was getting it, you know, highlighted or something like that. It burned off her hair. And she had to go with the wig.
No highlights. It's jet black.
No. I meant her real hair.
Oh, the real hair. Yeah, like I don't know.
Because a chemical treatment can like sometimes burn your hair off. Or maybe she's like in chemo or something.
Spindell, can you look into that? See if she burnt her head or something.
Or maybe she has, what's alopecia?
Jamie, when you watch the WNBA, 95% of the women on there have wigs.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's very common in the WNBA. This is not like an isolated thing.
Everybody on the team. I would not want to be sweaty with a wig
on. It would be so uncomfortable. Yeah.
I'm telling you right now, 95% of the players are wearing wigs.
95%.
In the WNBA. Yeah. Now, yeah, I might be off a percentage or two, but
so you're saying Caitlin's wearing a wig?
Caitlin's not, but she's part of the 5%.
Okay.
Okay. Right. The rest of the girls, woo, full blown. Long nails. They got it all going on there.
They're wearing long nails?
Yeah. They wear eyelashes too that are like 3 inches long.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not. People, anybody that watches the WNBA, text NATO 303-22-ALICE and back this up. They wear full blown makeup with eyelashes, wigs. They got it all going on if they play basketball.
I wonder because to me, if you've ever worn fake eyelashes, if you sweat, those things are going to peel off.
You would think.
Right?
You would think.
Wow. Yeah. Well, good for them getting the glam squad
so
going.
So somebody in the audience, when the wig went shoom, flying off her head, somebody in the audience started making fun. And you're like, one of those. They threw that fan out of the arena.
Well, were they like obnoxious over the top? Like, you are a baldy.
Spindell, were they obnoxious over the top? You are a baldy?
I didn't see them like stand up or do anything. I mean, no. They might have been yelling from their seats, but like that's just part of sports, man. You get heckled by people in the crowd.
Yeah, even if it was a guy and he lost his wig, I would make fun of him.
Yeah, if that skunk was flying off your head, man, people are going to laugh, right?
If and Bozo was performing and lost his wig,
for that little rubber nose.
Or his big shoes.
All of it. I mean, come on. They threw the fan out. All right, now here's the commentators. They don't mention wig, okay? But here's the commentators doing the play-by-play when the wig goes, boom, flying off.
It bounced around a lot, but at the end, it went through the rim. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. She's going to go ahead to the back. Oh, no. Timeout call for Copper to deal with the malfunction.
I wonder why they wouldn't call it that.
No. Jamie. Oh, no.
Do you get a timeout for losing your wig?
They delayed the game.
It was a full-blown stop.
Played up on aisle two, baby.
It was like 5 minutes of them not playing because of this.
They stopped playing the game for 5 minutes over the wig.
Oh, my God.
That's not so the best. Funny. I love the announcer. So they're just, you know, they're into the game. She's going to make a cut, going to make a basket here. She's been shooting. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
It bounced around a lot, but at the end, it went through the rim. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. She's going to go ahead to the back. Oh, no. Timeout call for Copper to deal with the malfunction.
Malfunction there. We got a malfunction there, folks.
Wow. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Tabloid trash is coming up. More tote bags at 8 o'clock.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And bye.
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
What's this Tyra Banks crap?
I have no idea.
All right, let's play it.
Let's see here. Yeah, right here.
I'm not into eating in bed.
No?
Why not? Because I don't like crumbs.
The great thing is, like, a couple days later...
You know like, you do not.
A little bit.
Like, a couple days later, you get down in there and...
I do. And no, you know... Jenna, I clean crumbs by eating them.
So a week later, you would go in there and eat that?
Yeah. If I knew it was mine in my bed, yeah. Oh,
on yours. The ground?
If it's on your ground? I have no shoe rule.
Okay.
So that I can eat off my floor. And then I see my son doing it, and I'm like, don't do it. And he's like, Mama, you do it.
You know, I tried that one time, the no shoe thing. I was like, yeah, I want to be a no shoe person, you know?
What do you mean?
Because no shoes in the house.
Yeah, like leave your guests come in, leave your shoes at the front door.
Right. I wanted to be that person because it is pretty disgusting, right? You know, shoes and everything. You walk in a bathroom and all that stuff.
And you track it all in through your house.
Man, that lasted about an hour.
Yeah.
Especially with guests. It's so hard. Like, it's almost impossible.
What do you mean you walk into the bathroom and you leave it? I don't understand.
The bottom of your shoes get bathroom stuff on them, and you don't want them in your house.
Like, think about going to a public restroom.
Yeah.
Like, if you go to a restaurant, you go to the bathroom.
And you guys miss the toilet, and then I walk
in. So you're thinking somebody comes from a public bathroom when they come to your house?
Well, yeah, wherever they go, their shoes go.
Everywhere their shoes go, come into your house. Every single place they go, the bottom of their shoes come into your house.
I've never thought about it.
Are you kidding?
No, I've never really thought about the whole no shoes thing.
Nobody's ever asked you to take off your shoes before you come in their house?
Yeah, but I've never associated with germs. I've always just associated with they didn't want shoe prints or the dirt that's on the bottom. But I've never thought about bathrooms and germs. Oh. What I'm saying.
It's a germ thing. Yes. For sure.
I thought it was just they wanted a very, very clean floor.
Gotcha. All right. Anyway, let's see here. Adam Sandler talks about why he's wearing baggy clothes all the time. And he does, by the way. That's all he wears is baggy clothes. Here's what he says.
Known for wearing the baggy stuff. The baggy stuff for the young Adam Sandler started for a reason. I used to be very... this is not a lie. I was jacked.
You were,
so
yeah.
I was jacked, so when I had a beautiful body, so when I hide it and then surprise you at the beach when the stuff came off, it would be like, the Sandman's ripped? I didn't know that. Now, I go loose because it should be hidden.
I can't imagine Adam Sandler being ripped and shredded, right? Like that just doesn't come to mind. And he said I had a beautiful body. I can't even picture that. But I mean, I believe him. I just can't picture it. All right, in case you haven't seen it, it's all over social media. It is just crazy, you guys. And that is the Gavin Newsom-Spencer Pratt fight. I mean, little did we know... If y'all don't know, Spencer Pratt is married to Heidi, whatever her name is.
Montag.
Yeah, yeah. And they were on The Hills, so they're famous for being on The Hills. And then they had a reality show, and he got all weird with his crystals. Remember that? And then she, from Dr. Ryan, Frank Ryan was her surgeon. And then she accused Frank Ryan of going in. She only wanted a certain size of boobs, but she said that he went in and made her boobs huge. And then he did all this extra plastic surgery that she didn't want. And she did that. What I don't like about what she did, Heidi, is Frank was my friend, and he went off a cliff in Malibu. And she started talking smack about him after he died. And it just really irritated me. So I'm not a fan of Heidi at all, because I think that you don't talk smack about... Why didn't you do it while he was alive, huh? Because he'd probably sue you. Anyway, so Spencer, though, that guy kind of fell off the earth when, after the reality show and his weird crystal stuff, he was like smoking pot and doing crystal... Not crystal meth or anything. He had crystals.
Like astrology.
Yeah. He was all into it. He got really weird, and then people were like, you're weird. So they kind of calmed down. They had kids. They're doing a lot of social media and stuff. Well, now he's become this investigative reporter. It's insane. This C-list actor, if he is an actor, is going after Gavin Newsom, and I think he's right about a lot of things, you guys, which is crazy to me. He's uncovered a bunch of stuff. Like, there was this $100 million. Remember the big fire aid fund?
Yeah, the Palisades out there, they burned. Yeah. And all these very expensive homes in Palo Alto and all that area, it burned to the ground.
Not Palo Alto, it's Aldina.
Aldina?
Altadena.
Yeah, I don't know the area Altadena, that well. Sorry. But anyway, all these multi-million dollar homes, they burned. These people cannot get a break out there. They can't get anything done. They can't get permits. Can't get anything.
No, well, you know what's happening, though, instead?
Yeah.
They're not getting, like, Stretch, my former producer. Yeah. They're not getting permits. They're not getting anything like that, but they're getting fined.
Right.
They're
right.
getting fined.
We're not clearing their property. Yes. Man, all kinds of stuff. I mean, it's just an absolute Charlie Foxtrot going on out there. Well, there was a big concert that was held. And you had celebrities, and you had bands, and you had different people, politicians that came aboard, and all these people showed up, and they got over $100 million for the fire victims. Well, it's now turning out that it's been disclosed that the fire victims are getting nothing. All the money's going somewhere else.
Here's a little audio clip.
That $100 million fire aid concert, guess what? Sue Pascoli over at Circling the News and her deep dive investigative journalism discovered that the second round of $50 million funding, guess who took a fire aid grant? Let me tell you, so you don't have to think too hard. Gavin Newsom and his Cal Volunteers office took a fire aid grant. So that's cool. We'd like to know how much you took and exactly what you did with the money for Altadena and Pacific Palisades. And I mean, dollar for dollar, what you did with it. Thank you.
That governor out there, he's a slick one, isn't he?
Well, his hair's slick
got
back.
That hair all greased back. Yeah.
I don't know how a governor affords a $5 million home, though. I was like, good for you,
is
I guess.
Is that what it is? He's got a $5 million home?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Maybe it's old money or something.
I don't know, but it sure appears to me that this money's been stolen.
Well, his wife set up a fund, right? And so she got a bunch of money. So good for her, I guess, you know.
$50 million for her fund.
You know what I could do with $50 million? Watch everybody not have a house.
How can this not be criminal?
Just seems wrong. It's,
yeah.
It's, I mean, how can it not? It needs to be investigated big time.
Well, here's what I do like. Howie Mandel, of all people, again, funny. Like Spencer Pratt, funny. Howie Mandel now getting involved, funny. Howie Mandel has called for both Spencer Pratt and Gavin Newsom to come on his podcast.
And hash it out.
Yeah, exactly, because they're in a big spat, you know? So he wants them on the podcast together. So I don't know if they're going to do that. This is crazy. Hey, Schmidil, do you know Bonnie Blue?
Yeah, she's an OnlyFans girl.
Bonnie Blue is an OnlyFans girl, and she does all these weird stunts, and she's kind of gross. Actually.
She hooked up with 1,000 dudes in 24 hours. Is her big claim to fame.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she's pretty gross. But anyway, she makes $1.5 million per month on OnlyFans.
Wow.
$1.5 million per month on OnlyFans. Anyway, she has a new, they're doing a movie about her.
And
they
say
a documentary, and they say it's horrible because she never answers to anybody of like, I guess this was the reviews. Like they kept saying like, don't you feel disgusting? Like, don't you? And she's like, no, I make $1.5 million a month. It's like you're selling your body.
The only thing she cares about is the money.
It's all about the money. But anyway, it's not getting very good reviews. All right, let's see here. What else do I have for you? And I already told you about Nicole Kidman and Keith Urban. They're intentionally spending time apart. We all agree that sounds like a great idea. Two different houses. I could totally do that.
Yeah.
Right?
Good move.
Great. Sydney Sweeney. I feel bad for Sydney Sweeney. She had to have her man ride bitch on her Sea-Doo.
Say what?
It's just so bad because I had a Sea-Doo. And when you date a guy that doesn't know how to drive one and he has to ride behind you, oh, it's embarrassing. So she was seen out on the ocean, Sydney Sweeney, and she was with some, they're calling him a, quote, hunky mystery man. Have you ever been called a hunky mystery man?
Every day. You kidding? Everywhere I go.
But anyway, he was having to ride bitch on her Sea-Doo.
Well,
oh, that's a shame.
Holding on for dear life.
Well,
right?
As long as you're a mystery man, you can do that.
Oh, but he's a hunky mystery man.
Once they know your name, you can't do that anymore.
But do you ever want to be a guy behind the girl at the Sea-Doo? No, you don't. It's like having a girl ride a motorcycle. It's equivalent to on water. Having a girl ride a motorcycle and you're holding under her waist.
Well,
yeah, I don't know. I mean, because I did that once and I broke up with him.
Yeah.
Like, I can't live like this.
Don't go too fast, babe.
Right? All right, I think I'm done. I want to mention Deion Sanders. I did want to mention one thing. Deion Sanders, in case you were under a rock, he says that he is cancer-free. He had bladder cancer, and they removed his bladder, and they rebuilt it. And so he's fine now, I guess.
Back to football, man.
Yep, back to football.
Back to coaching.
What he did do is tell everybody they need to get checked. Here is the audio of that.
Please get yourself checked out. Especially African American men, we don't like going to the doctors. We don't like nothing to do with a doctor. You know that. So I'm not just talking to the brothers. I'm talking to my Caucasian brothers, my Hispanic brothers, my Asian brothers, my everybody and my sisters. And that's all y'all. Get checked out. Because it could have been a whole nother gathering if I had.
Boom.
What was his symptoms, did he say?
I don't think he ever said in the press conference.
They said he was getting a routine checkup for his vascular issues, and then they came across this issue while they were looking at that.
Oh,
it was just part of a checkup that he was doing.
Wow, he's lucky.
Yeah, right? they found him.
I mean, and unlucky. Which are you? Are you lucky?
Both.
Right?
You're unlucky you got it, but you're lucky they found it.
Yep.
Yep.
Man. All right, I'm done. There you go, Tablet Trash.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.